Hello, it is the post-match show from the Glenbuck. I am Neil Atkinson. There is no post-match pint tonight. I apologise if you're hanging on for one. There have been technical issues around the idea of a post-match pint. I mean, those technical issues, it sounds very dramatic. It's actually a puncture. So it's not, you know, it's not like some bit of kit failed or was forgotten. It's just that a little bit of transportation went a little bit wrong. So we apologise for that. But we've got this, the audio post-match show. I've got Adam Mealy, I've got Stu Wright, and I've got Dan Morgan. And we might do a little bit longer because of that, and I might bring Neil Docking in, who was meant to host it at some point. There he is there with his big face, delighted to be even be mentioned through this. But we'll go over to Dan first and foremost, because Neil Docking's got a big smiley face, and you've got a big smiley face, because you've just had a lovely time watching Liverpool. You are, of everyone who's walked in here, you're the only person who said to me, I just fucking loved that, I had a great time.
I haven't been to Anfield as much as I have in a lot of, you know,
other more miserable years.
Exactly, a lot of recent years, and you know, I think there's something in the fact that for me, I just keep thinking that we won't have this forever. And I was thinking it after Everton on Saturday, that all the fundamentals that we now take for granted about unity and about them sorting it out and about him being our fella and about, you know, the fact that we're all together in this. You know, there's a reason why if this game was 10 years ago, I'd even argue like Pete Graffer years, you might not break 30,000 at a game like this.
Yeah.
And you could probably sell that stadium out twice over tonight. And being home just reminds me that we won't have this forever. And there'll come a time when we'll all sit here and we kill for it to lose at home. And there's other factors, but it's all of that. It's the fact that you can just be around this sense of, right, it's not the greatest. At times it's a little bit mundane, even though it's the Europa League and it's a bit of a trudge and you've got to get through it. But at the end of the day, everything's still in place for us and we know it's going to get sorted out. Like,
what I think's exciting is that there's players who are new and players who are young or youngish. So you're watching them and you're finding something out, or you're seeing a new player, or you're seeing Endo's first goal, or you're just going, fucking hell, Nunez is a lot, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like, you get all of this, Elliot's come on leaps and bounds. That's what I'm really enjoying, is every single game you get at least one of them, and today you get about 10, not least because of Ryan Gravenberch.
Yeah, massively. I mean, look, it's a really hard game to play in, especially when you're not playing every week, you haven't got rhythm, you haven't got momentum. I thought the two centre-halves were great. I thought Harvey Elliott was so mature, more mature than I've seen him in a long, long time. Gravenberch, for me, if he gets a run in this side, you know, a real run of consistent starting games for Liverpool, I think he could go on an average of 1 in 3 goals for this team. Like, I think he's just the type of player who will pop up with a goal. He's a proper 8, Gravenberch. Like, he's a proper number 8 in a 4-3-3. And I really love that. I really love to see that about him. And it's just, there's something about this competition where, you know, we can all have our own jokes about teams turning up and, like, being in shock and awe of just stepping onto the Anfield turf, but you know, you're there tonight and there's never really any peril, there's never really any danger even at 1-1, and you just get to sort of admire that. You get to admire the fact that there ends like a Coldplay concert when you never walk alone playing.